There, in one of the great boxes, of which there were 50 in all, on a pile of newly dug earth lay the Count, but looking as if his youth had been half renewed, for the white hair and moustache were changed to dark iron grey. The cheeks were fuller, and the white skin seemed ruby red underneath. The mouth was redder than ever, for on the lips were gouts of fresh blood, which trickled from the corners of the mouth and ran over the chin and neck. Even the deep burning eyes seemed set amongst swollen flesh, for the lids and pouches underneath were bloated. It seemed as if the whole awful creature was simply gorged with blood. He lay like a filthy leech, exhausted with his repletion. I shuddered as I bent over to touch him. Every sense in me revolted at the contact, but I had to search, or I was lost. The coming night might see my own body a banquet in a similar way to those horrid three. I felt all over the body, but no sign could I find of the key. Then I stopped and looked at the Count. There was a mocking smile on the bloated face which seemed to drive me mad. This was the being I was helping to transfer to London. Perhaps for centuries to come, he might, amongst its teeming millions, satiate his lust for blood and create a new and ever-widening circle of semi-demons to batten on the helpless. The very thought drove me mad. Terrible desire came upon me to rid the world of such a monster. There was no lethal weapon at hand, so I seized a shovel which the workmen had been using to fill the cases, and lifting it high, struck the edge downward at the hateful face. But as I did so, the head turned, and the eyes fell full upon me with all their blaze of basilisk horror. The sight seemed to paralyze me, and the shovel turned in my hand and glanced from the face, merely making a deep gash above the forehead. The shovel fell from my hand across the box, and as I pulled it away, the flange of the blade caught the edge of the lid, which fell over again and hid the horrid thing from my sight. The last glimpse I had was of the bloated face, bloodstained and fixed with a grin of malice, which would have held its own in the nethermost hell.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
Is this the place where the lady lives with the jungle fever?
Tell her His Majesty the witch doctor's here.
Yeah, baby, I'm here. First thing I'm gonna do is take your temperature.
Woo! Woo! Baby, you on fire.
Oh, baby, you ain't got no fever. Just been mistreated. Let me see what I got here in my little black bag for you, though. We gonna get you together. Yeah. And try some of this. Yeah. Some of this.
They say the witch doctor's a cleanup man.
Yeah, baby. You know I'm from another village. Toe Jam, Ohio. Dig it?
Hey, that's about funky enough.
Yeah. Like over there. It's different strokes for different folks. Yeah, baby. Seem to be coming along pretty good. Yeah, I want you to... Hey, wait a minute. Don't give it to me.
kill game. You know what I'm saying? And it goes like this.
Hey, don't miss out on what you're passing. You're missing the hooter of the funky Buddha. I load up your styles to get wicked. So come on, this Cypress starts to kick it. Cause we're like the outlaw style. And we're suckers are hiding. Jump behind the bush when they see us driving by. Hanging out the window with my Magnum. Taking out some putos, acting kinda loco. I'm just another loco kid from the street getting paid for my vocal. Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I've been doing all this dumb shit, yo, because nothing is coming from it. I'm not gonna waste no time for I got you humming, humming, coming at ya.
Yeah, you know I had to get ya.
Time for some action, just a fraction of Brixton. I got the clearance to run the interference into your satellite, shining a bad light.
Sing at the gap,
and I know that'll get you right. Here's an example, just a little sample.
I work at this killer, man.
One time tried to come in my home. Take my chrome, I said, yo, it's on. Take cover, son, or your ass die. How you like my chrome, then I want the rookie. The blast out, but I did anyway. Young punk had to pay.
So I just killed the man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I can just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I can just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I can just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I can just kill a man.
Thank you. Searched for a long time, trying to find some satisfaction. I have known some lovely ladies in my time, but they only give me a mild reaction. Oh, I fell into your well, and you love me all through the night. Well, you got me under your spell, and you bring me up to unbelievable heights. I don't want to be a stud spider no more, 'cause a black widow done got on me. Understand all my frustrations, and you satisfy all my desires when I'm all with aggravation. You come to me, baby. Well, you light all my fires. Oh, I don't want to be a stud spider no more, 'cause a black widow done got on me. Me, me, Lord, me, stung me, hit me, ride me, hit me, black widow. Here she comes. Comes on me, the Black Widow. Stud spider. Yes, it did, baby. Oh, no! Spider, you put your web on my head. We'll be right back.
cause it's happened to me. The fever gets inside of you, it's like a burning desire. People may talk and say it's no good, but one thing they know, they can't put out this fire.
Be here tonight. As a midnight is
black.
is closing your eyes tight is black. As a little black sheep is black. One in every family.
This morning, my foreman looked me in the eye. He said, "Fella, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you look sick enough to die." He sent me to the company doctor, and he examined from head to toe. "Whatever's wrong with you, young man, my X-ray just won't show." I said, "Angel of mercy, won't you please look down on me?" "Angel of mercy, a little mercy is all I need." The finance company, they just gonna sheet my check. They say they want a payment by Friday, or they want all of the furniture back. I went to the credit union to try to get myself a loan. They say I would let you have it, young man, but we hear that you won't be working here much longer. Angel of mercy, won't you please look down on me? Oh, angel of mercy, a little mercy is all I need. Oh, angel of mercy. Oh, angel. Off this morning to set my furniture outdoors. I was listening to the weatherman a while ago, and he says it's gonna rain and snow. My daughter got pneumonia, and my son is down with the flu. My whole family's suffering from Madam Patricia, and I can't even phone them too. Angel of mercy, won't you please look down on me? Oh, angel of mercy, a little mercy is all I need.
the Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother here departed. We therefore commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh.